Dreamscape presents Washington and Hamilton by Stephen F. Knott and Tony Williams. Narrated by Ron Butler. Introduction. Americans have perennially been fascinated with our founding fathers. For example, the amicable relationship between Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, or the volatile relationship of Jefferson and John Adams, has captured the American imagination for almost 200 years. Many excellent books about these partnerships have been written, in addition to individual biographies of each, and practically every founding father himself. But one of the more important founding collaborations has been overlooked by readers: the unlikely partnership of George Washington and Alexander Hamilton. This extraordinary alliance between a wealthy Virginia planter and a brash immigrant from the Caribbean helped to win the Revolutionary War and establish a new order for the ages. These men fought together for the better part of 25 years to win independence and forge a new nation. Indeed, no other founding collaboration was as important to achieving victory and nationhood as Washington and Hamilton's. Theirs was an unlikely alliance, for George Washington and Alexander Hamilton could not have been more different. Washington was a gentleman farmer from the patrician colony of Virginia and the owner of a great estate enriched by the labor of African slavery. As a rising member of the Virginia gentry, he satisfied the expectations of his station by entering into public service. Hamilton, on the other hand, was an illegitimate child, the bastard brat of a Scotch peddler, as John Adams brusquely put it once, and an immigrant from the West Indies. A self-made man, he made his way to America on his own and earned his positions in the army and the government. Despite their differences, Washington and Hamilton shared a lot of common ground. They collaboratively pursued their vision of a continental republic throughout the Revolutionary War and through the founding of the nation. They both embraced the revolutionary ideals of the era, though with Hamilton usually playing a subordinate role to Washington, who was seen as essential to the successful creation of America. If George Washington was the indispensable man of the American founding, then Washington and Hamilton's collaboration was the indispensable alliance that determined the outcome of the fight for and founding of the United States. This is not to diminish the other important relationships that reveal much about the American.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?